goes, Frankie Goes to Hollywood as their latest single. 25 minutes to one. This is Energy 103. You'll always hear a better record here, so do stay with us. Here comes Depeche Mode.
Well, now you're
Great song that, the latest from Daryl Hall and Dreamtime. It's coming up to 19 minutes to 1. This is Energy 103. Oh dear, it's starting to rain again. Get the old skis back on, away we go. This is Energy. You'll always hear a better record here. Here comes Mondo Cane.
New York afternoon. disposable coverings for your loose seat. They're clean, hygienic, and so comfy to use. So sit and smile. I said sit, and tell the boss to get some for your loose. Order yours on 894467. 894467. But don't sit down on that loo. At least not without neat seats. The all-new disposable coverings for your loo.
King of Merrion Road, that's us. Jerry King Motors for your favorite Nissan. One of the most popular makes in Ireland. Micras, Sunny Sentras, Bluebirds. Jerry King has them all, new or used. So don't drive past. Drive in to Jerry King, Merrion Road, Dublin. There's something special there for you.
And now the all-new Nissan Sunny in hatchback and saloon.
Jerry Stevens, feel the energy. Energy 103.
Make me feel free, free, free. I want a
103 at lunchtime with Jerry Stevens. There goes a great memory. Brian Ferry and also Huey Lewis. It's coming up to 6 minutes to 1 o'clock. Thank you. Got the news quiz on the way, so do stay tuned. Your chance to win big money from the station with the winning ways. Here comes Lionel Richie. Oh!
Energy 103 News Quiz is worth money. And this is how it works. From Monday to Friday, 1 to 2 p.m., you can take part in the Energy 103 News Quiz on the phone. Jerry Stevens will ask you a question about a story which appeared in the previous day's newspaper. Answer the question correctly, and you have the choice of taking a £1 prize or doubling it to £2. Get that right, and you can try for £4 and keep doubling. Think about it. Just get 8 answers right, and you've won over £100. However, if you get it wrong, well, you'll get a special consolation Energy News Quiz prize pack. So check out the news stories in your paper every single day.
Get on the phone 1 to 2 Monday to Friday and win lots of money in the Energy News Quiz.
Live music comes to the County Club Dunshoplin on Friday night the 29th with Jump the Gun. It's going to be a great night and you've got to be there. The night kicks off at 8 o'clock. Then at 9.30, it's Jump the Gun with a disco till 2 a.m. There's a bar extension till 1.30 and supper will be served. Come along to the County Club Dunshoplin on Friday night the 29th, where you can witness the best of both worlds.
£5,000. Phoenix Park Motor Races from Kebabaraz. This weekend, Kebabaraz, the fast food restaurant in Rathmines, is giving away £5,000 at the Phoenix Park Races. See the Kebabaraz racing team and get in on the big giveaway.
£5,000. Phoenix Park Motor Races from Kebabaraz.
On 738 AM and 103 FM in stereo, this is Energy.
It's 1 o'clock, the NRG lunchtime news with George Long. Good afternoon. The Taoiseach will be returning home from his holiday tomorrow to attend an emergency meeting of the Cabinet on Thursday. Dr. Fitzgerald is cancelling a number of official engagements planned in Cyprus, including a meeting with the UN commander and a visit to the Irish Army UN contingent there. National Radio have reported the death of another person from last night's storms. The body of a man was taken from the River Nar near Ballymacarbery in County Waterford. It's believed he was one of a number of people who were canoeing on the River Lake yesterday. This could mean six people dead. It's still not clear whether the death of a woman and her daughter was caused by the high winds. Their bodies were taken from the River Liffey at North Wall, and it's now feared the woman's four-year-old daughter may also be drowned. Gardaí say they're keeping an open mind on the deaths. The other deaths were that of an elderly Dublin man who had a heart attack after being evacuated from his flooded home in Bulls Bridge, and the Newry man who died when the trench he was working in collapsed in heavy rain. There's now a big clean-up going on around the country, and the cost may come to hundreds of thousands of pounds. Hundreds of people here in Dublin are still out of their homes after they were flooded because of the overflow of the Dargal and Dodder rivers. In all, some 1,500 people were evacuated. The main brae to Wexford Road has caved in because of the weight of rain. Bulls Bridge literally dislodged itself, bursting gas pipes and causing a very dangerous situation for motorists. Gardaí blocked the bridge of all traffic. The Merrion Road was one of the city's most flooded areas and remained closed all morning. Certain areas are still closed. The Phoenix Park suffered very badly also, and Harold's Cross Road has been closed off, as has Botanic Avenue. In terms of transport, Dublin Airport is now back to normal, as is the DART service. Bus services, particularly on the south side, are still restricted. Provincial buses are also affected. The B&I ferry Connaught managed to get into Dublin this morning, but can't berth because of high winds. The Leinster has been sheltering at the Isle of Man after leaving Holyhead. The sealing ferry St. Columba has not been able to get out of Holyhead, and the St. Brendan on the Fishguard-Rosslare route was also delayed, but was due in at 12 noon. The St. Killian is 8 hours late, but should get into Rosslare at around 9 o'clock tonight. Passengers for the return sailings should contact the ferry officers for the latest information. The rest of today's news. Three South African blacks, one a girl aged five, have been killed in the latest outbreak of violence. A black man was killed and seven others injured when security forces fired shotguns and tear gas to disperse about 500 school children demonstrating at a secondary school in Soweto. The country's Bureau of Information, the only approved news source in unrest, said the child was killed when the grenade was thrown into a house, and a black man was burned to death when a grenade was thrown into his house in the Cape Province. The Philippine Supreme Court has been asked to reopen the case into the murder of President Aquino's husband. Mr. Benigno Aquino, a political foe of President Marcos, was shot at Manila Airport in August 1983 on his return from voluntary exile in America. Two lawyers have asked for a retrial on the grounds that a lower court, which tried former military chief Fabian Ver and 25 other men, was pressurized by deposed leader Ferdinand Marcos to acquit all of them. Britain has pledged immediate aid to help victims poisoned by natural gas in Cameroon. The government there says some 1,200 people died when a volcanic blast blew lethal gas into the atmosphere near Lake Nwos. Mrs. Thatcher has sent a message of sympathy to President Paul Biya and has promised any aid the country requests. As a first step, British diplomats in the country have been told to spend $10,000 on emergency supplies. The British Foreign Office is waiting to hear from Cameroon of other aid requirements. Four people have died and hundreds have been injured in fires raging in the south of France. The fires, which began on Saturday at Tannerand and spread inland from the Côte d'Azur, are believed to have destroyed about 24,000 acres of land. Some 5,000 firemen, police, pilots and rescue workers have joined the battle against the fires, which are being helped by a strong Mistral wind. Fire raisers have been blamed for starting blazes, and a 19-year-old West German youth has been arrested. Former Soviet dissident Anatoly Sharansky and members of his family have arrived in Israel. Earlier, the group, including his mother and brother, had a family reunion in the Austrian capital of Vienna after the family flew in from Moscow. Mr. Sharansky was freed by the Soviet Union in an East-West prisoner exchange in February after 8 years in prison. U.S. officials say there is more evidence of reviewed Libyan involvement in terrorist activities. President Reagan's press spokesman, Larry Speaks, said the U.S. was prepared to take all appropriate action to keep Colonel Gaddafi from resuming his terrorist campaign against the West. He denied that joint exercises with Egypt in the Mediterranean were designed to provoke Colonel Gaddafi. A summit meeting between President Assad of Syria and Colonel Gaddafi is seen as an attempt to close Arab links. The talks in Benghazi are expected to underline Syrian, Libyan and South Yemeni opposition to any compromise with Israel. The Gulf War, in which Syria and Libya are the only two Arab countries backing Iran, is also expected to be on the agenda. Military cooperation may also be raised. John Fleming, wanted for questioning in connection with the 1983 Brinksmat bullion raid at Heathrow Airport in London, has appeared in court in Miami. Last Wednesday, he was refused admission to the United States after being expelled from Costa Rica. He appealed against the U.S. decision to refuse his entry and appeared before an immigration judge yesterday. The judge postponed a decision while he sought clarification of a point of law. Mr. Fleming will remain in custody until a decision is made later this week. The financial report this Tuesday, August 26th. Your Irish punt will get you 90.9 sterling pence, 1.34 American dollars, and 9.01 French francs. In London, the Financial Times index at noon stood down 0.1 at 1271.1, while on Wall Street, the Dow Jones stands down also 16.03 at 1871.77. That's 1871.77. Weather prospects for the Bay Area remaining cold and very windy, clearing later with scattered showers. Winds are northeasterly, fresh to strong. The area high presently 14 Celsius, falling to 7 overnight. High tides at 24 minutes to 5 this afternoon with a water level of 3.7 meters. And that's the NRG lunchtime news at 6 minutes past 1.
Jerry Stevens, Energy 103.
The water height is just above my knees at the moment. It's 6 minutes after one. This is Energy 103. The first question for you for our news quiz. What time is the St. Killian ferry due to arrive at Rosslare tonight as a result of the weather delays? What time is St. Killian supposed to arrive at? It was in the 1 o'clock news. If you think you know the answer, give us a ring now. 606-703.
I know you're the shy baby.
Energy at lunchtime, there goes Randy Crawford, betcha. 10 minutes after 1 o'clock, and hello to Martina Caffrey, listening in Rathmines. Are you dry today, Martina?
Yes,
right, and you think you know the answer to that question?
Yes.
Okay, what time is the St. Killian ferry due to arrive at Rosslare tonight as a result of the weather delays?
9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock, around about 9 o'clock, that's hopefully what it's going to be in. You're up to £1, would you like to double or quits, Martina?
Double.
Okay, how many sterling pence will the Irish punt get you today?
90.9.
Well done, I would have taken 90. We're up to £2. Would you like to double or quits?
Double. Please.
Okay, how many people altogether have been evacuated due to the overnight storms? This was revealed in the 1 o'clock news.
1,000.
Oh, higher.
1,300.
I'll give it to you, all right. We're up to £4. Would you like to double or quits?
Double, please.
Okay. Your question now for £8. Who is the British Environmental Secretary? British Environmental Secretary. What's his name?
You wouldn't have a hint for that now,
No, we're still a bit low. We have to go a little higher. Our 10 seconds are up. Can you give me a guess, Martina? The Environmental Secretary.
Like
sorry?
Jenkins.
No, I'm afraid it's not.
Oh, well.
Oh dear. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Just say hello to anybody that knows me and should be working in the
house. Okay. Thank you for joining us, Martina. All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, that question still stands. If you think you know the answer to it, give us a ring on 606-703. Who is the British Environmental Secretary? Do you think you know? 606-703. Let's hope we can win you some money today.
Thank you. looking for an exceptional bargain in camping equipment, you just can't afford to miss the great Braemax Stores and Alpha Camping end-of-season sales. Airbeds were $10.99, now only $7.99. Three-man tents were £49.95, now only £39.95. Foam sleeping mats from just £2.50. And there's much more. The greatest ever end-of-season camping equipment sale now on at Braemax Stores Lower Liffey Street and Alpha Camping Upper Liffey Street, Dublin. There's sales you just can't afford to miss.
King of Merrion Road, that's us. Jerry King Motors for your favorite Nissan. One of the most popular makes in Ireland. Micras, Sunny Sentras, Bluebirds. Jerry King has them all, new or used. So don't drive past. Drive in to Jerry King, Merrion Road, Dublin. There's something special there for you.
And now the all-new Nissan Sunny in hatchback and saloon.
For the cheapest and freshest health foods in Dublin, Sarah's Health Food Store leads the way. For cereals, pulses, vitamins, books, traditional Japanese food. In fact, the largest range of health foods and whole food products you'll find under one roof. Taste our freshly squeezed fruit and vegetable juices, made to order right before your very eyes. Remember, Sarah's Health Food Store, Parscourt Townhouse Centre in Dublin. Telephone 794292. Still the cheapest and still the best.
Look. I say maybe
You know, there's some very strong rumors that it's going to be re-released, and I hope it is, because it's a great song. ABC there, and The Look of Love. Jared Hughes in Leeson Street, he's going to have a bash at the Newstime quiz after this. Here comes Sinita. Latest offering there from Sinita and So Macho. It's 23 minutes after one. And hello to Jared Hughes, listening here in Leeson Street. Are you well today, Jared?
I am.
Right, okay, let's start you off with that first question. Who is the British Environmental Secretary?
Nicholas Ridley.
Ridley, well done to you. Up to £1. Would you like to double or quit?
Double.
Where was the worst forest fire in years over the weekend?
France.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
Côte d'Azur.
Right, south of France would have done, actually.
Yeah.
You're up to £2. Would you like to double or quit?
Double, please.
Okay, who has not ruled out the possibility of conspiracy?
John Stalker.
Well done to you. You're up to £4. Would you like to double or quit?
Double.
Okay, what three EastEnder actresses have been given a month off to star in a Christmas panto? Now, I can't take their names in the series. I must have their real names.
And you want to trade them?
Three of them.
Anita Dobson.
Right.
Leslie Grantham?
No.
Actresses? Susan Williams?
Nope. Oh dear.
Okay. Anita Dobson.
Anita, in actual fact, I have Anita Dobson written here. Listen, thank you very much for joining us, Jared. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Energy 738 AM.
I'm sure you know the answer to that, but you see, it's not so easy when you're on the phone and the pressure's on, because you could win £128. It's 25 after one. Give us a ring if you think you know the answer. What three EastEnder actresses have been given a month off to star in a Christmas panto? I must have their real names.
I've had other guys. I've loved a lovely day. You don't think so? Well, life can be made a lot easier with Cripps Footwear. Cripps are the largest stockists of wellies and rain gear. Just what today calls for. Cripps Footwear, Terenure, Lucan and Nutgrove Avenue, beside the shopping centre. Call in today.
First impressions are lasting impressions, so make yours a good one with Stepto Print and Design. For letterheads, business cards, invitations, brochures, leaflets, and personalized stationery. All designed to meet your specific needs and produced to the highest quality finish that today's discerning customer demands. So remember, for all of your printing needs, contact Stepto Print and Design, 40 Fitzwilliam Place, Dublin 2, telephone 761050.
For those with taste, for those with style, an exciting new range of exclusive leather fashions has just arrived at Fluff's Leather Department. For the ladies, leather jackets from £95. For the children, leather jackets from just £60. Plus a brilliant selection of skirts, tops and dresses, all in the finest quality leather. Fluff's Leather Department, upstairs, Fluff's Fashion Boutique, ILAC Centre, Dublin. Top quality leather fashion and all at prices you can well afford.
Energy 103.
You know, that's not such an easy question. Where are, or what three EastEnder actresses have been given a month off to star in a Christmas panto? There are three of them. I must have the real names. To 26 minutes to 2, and Ian Mullins in Sandymount. Are you well today, Ian?
I'm very well, thank you.
Right, great. The weather isn't getting you down anyway.
No.
Okay, Ian, that question for you. What three EastEnder actresses have been given a month off to star in a Christmas panto?
Anita Dobson, Wendy Richards, and Letitia Dean.
Letitia Dean, well done to you. Who said we never gave hints? You're up to £1. Would you like to double or quit, Ian?
I'll go on.
Okay, who plays the roles of Dempsey and Makepeace?
Linus Barber and Michael Brandon.
Michael Brandon, well done to you. You're up to £2. Would you like to double or quit?
I'll double.
Okay, we're still along the lines of acting. What pop star has made a comeback as an actress? It's a female pop star.
Hazel O'Connor.
Well done to you. You're up to £4. Would you like to double or quit?
I'll double.
Okay, what record-breaking runner would like to be a footballer? What record-breaking runner would like to be a footballer?
Steve Cramp.
Well done to you. You're up to £8. Would you like to double or quit?
Double.
Okay, what month was Ferdinand Marcos of the Philippines overthrown? What month?
February.
It was. Well done to you. You are now up to £16. Would you like to double or quit?
Double.
What air and naval forces began joint exercises recently? Our 10 seconds are up.
Was it the Americans?
And?
The British.
No. I'm afraid it's not. You're right on one part, all right, but not on the other. Ian, thank you for joining us. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Just the lads in here, Tom Moore and Robert Anthony.
Okay. A cheery background as well. Thank you for joining us, Ian.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Right, bye.
A question still stands. What air and naval forces began joint exercises recently? Here's Peter Satura.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. Sometimes I just forget, say things I might regret, it breaks my heart to
You know, I think that song of a doubt is one of the best lyrics for this year. There goes Sueto from Jeffrey Osborne, Big Hit in America at the moment. It's 17 minutes to 2 and that question still stands. So many rough guesses. Do you know the answer? What air and naval forces began joint exercises very recently? What air and naval forces began joint exercises recently? Give us a ring.
It's new to the city centre. It's city equipment. It's air compressors from £147 to suit all applications. It's spray guns, tire inflators, compressor spares and flexi hoses. It's all kinds of pneumatic air machinery and more. Open from Monday to Saturday, it's City Equipment Limited, 15 Lombard Street, Westland Road, Dublin. Call in today.
Now is the time to treat yourself to a better complexion with a course in a genuine Ultra Bronze Turbo Sunbed. Complexion's Beauty Salon of Fitzpatrick's Castle Hotel are now offering unbelievable value with 6 full half-hour sessions on our genuine Ultra Bronze Turbo Sunbed for just £39. Call in Kylie of Complexion's Beauty Salon from Tuesday to Saturday on Dublin 851-533 and book your place on the sunbed of the century.
The Castle Inn opposite Christchurch Cathedral is the place for your party or social function. There's a funky function room and our open-air roof garden so you can celebrate either inside or out. If you call the Castle Inn right now and ask for Liz about the special bumper midweek offer, you can get room hire free of charge. That's right, free of charge. So phone Liz right now on 780-663. That's 780-663. The Castle Inn, Christchurch Place, Dublin 2.
Jerry Stevens, Maximum Music, Energy 103. Thank you.
favourites from Energy 103. It's 11 minutes to 2. There goes Michael McDonald. And here comes Dave from Sandyford. How are you today, Dave?
Great.
Right, you're not too wet anyway. Right. Your first question, what air and naval forces began joint exercises recently?
America and Egypt.
Well done to you. You're up to £1. Would you like to double or quit?
Double.
Okay. Who is the president of the Philippines?
Aquino.
President Aquino. Well done. You're up to £2. Would you like to double or quit?
Double.
Okay. This is a very unusual story in the newspapers. Where have mysterious giant circles of flattened corn appeared recently?
In England.
England, yeah, but we need to be a little more definite than that.
Winchester.
Right, well done. It's actually a place in Devil's Punch Bowl in Winchester, which is in Hampshire, so you're right. Well done to you. You're up to £4. Would you like to double or quit?
Go ahead.
You'll go, okay. Who is to be the director of a new Dublin acting school opening shortly? No stranger to the theatre.
Joe Dowling.
Joe Dowling, well done to you. He was the former artistic director of the Abbey Theatre. We're up to £8. Would you like to double or quit?
Go ahead.
Okay, Bank of Ireland took off the lid of London's foreign exchange markets and revealed what? They examined the London Exchange for a day, and what did they find out? Our 10 seconds are up. Can you give me a guess, Dave? Sorry?
I haven't a clue. Give me a hint,
Ranton. Can I give you a hint at £8?
Sure, go on.
It's not so easy. They examined the London Foreign Exchange for a day. What do you think they found? They found a large figure. What would you say it was?
Statue.
I meant a figure in money. Oh, dear. Can you give me a rough guess in money, just in case? You see, we're being generous today because of the weather.
A million.
I'm afraid it's not, and seeing as you are the last caller, would you believe me, the business is turning over per day £60 billion in sterling. Almost like my week's wages, isn't it? Right, Dave, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to say hello to anybody? Right, so anybody who knows Dave and Sandra, thank you for joining us. All right, bye-bye. There goes our lunchtime quiz for today. It's coming up to 8 minutes to two. Don't forget, tomorrow between 1 and 2, we'll have... The money's there to be given away. All you've got to do is play the game, play your cards right, as somebody would say. Read the newspapers and listen to the 1 o'clock news very carefully. It all comes in very handy. Energy 103, you'll always hear a better record here. Here comes Modern Talking. We'll be listening from Glenn Shark and Boris Gardner after the news. Just realized I've taken off one of my jumpers and I've still got three of them on. The news is next.
Energy 103. Isn't today a lovely day? You don't think so? Well, life can be made a lot easier with Cripps Footwear. Cripps are the largest stockists of wellies and rain gear. Just what today calls for. Cripps Footwear, Terenure, Lucan and Nutgrove Avenue, beside the shopping centre. Call in today.
£5,000. Phoenix Park Motor Races from Kebabaraz. This weekend, Kebabaraz, the fast food restaurant in Rathmines, is giving away £5,000 at the Phoenix Park Races. See the Kebabaraz racing team and get in on the big giveaway. £5,000. Phoenix Park Motor Races from Kebabaraz.
Me lords, it has been brought to my attention that the Queen's Lounge and Dorky are having an almost voluptuous feast of music over the next few weeks.
Lord Duffy, we are not concerned with such matters in this house.
Indeed, me lord, but when one hears that groups such as the Paul Ashford Band play on Tuesday night the 26th, whoa, Jump the Gun on Saturday the 30th, whoa, and Rob Strong on Tuesday the 2nd of September.
With a name like that, he sounds more like Superman.
But on Saturday the 6th, it's a charity concert for the Samaritans, featuring nearly all of the aforementioned bands.
That does sound rather jolly. But what time do the Philharmonic come on at?
You're all subpoenaed to the Queen's in Dorking.
On 738 AM and 103 FM in stereo, this is Energy.
It's 2 o'clock, NRG News with David Johnson. Good afternoon. A total of 6 people have died since the beginning of the stormy weather yesterday afternoon. A woman and her daughter were dragged out of the River Liffey at the North Wall. The woman's younger 4-year-old daughter may also have drowned. 2 men were also found victims of the weather yesterday. Their bodies were found in Dublin and Newry. The 6th death was discovered in the River Nyre near Ballymacarbery in County Waterford. It's thought the man was one of many who was canoeing on the river yesterday. An emergency meeting of the Cabinet has been called for to discuss the effects of the recent Hurricane Charlie, which swept its way over the waters from the United States. Reports on the damage will be collated by the Department of the Environment alongside with the Department of Agriculture. EEC aid for farmers has been called for by the president of the ICMSA, who says that there is a countrywide crisis affecting livestock and tillage farmers. The cost of the damage caused by yesterday's rain and high winds is thought likely to reach hundreds of thousands of pounds. A meeting is taking place at the moment to assess the damage and the cost of repairing the affected areas. Areas to avoid today are Balls Bridge, Phoenix Park, Harold's Cross Road, Merrion Road, Botanic Avenue and Clockran. The main Bray-to-Wexford Road gave way after the heavy rainfall proved too much. Flood reports were carried by National Radio and we'll be keeping you up to date with the latest traffic developments a little bit later on. Official figures released today say that 1,200 people have died as a result of the volcanic gases which were released near Lake Neos in Cameroon. Countries from all over the world are sending aid to the troubled region in the hope of easing the burden on doctors and other medical staff. 4 people have died and hundreds of others have been injured following the raging forest fires in the south of France spreading from the Côte d'Azur. A 19-year-old West German youth has been blamed for starting the fires, which have destroyed 24,000 acres of forestry, demanding the attention of some 5,000 firemen and Lee firefighters. The White House spokesman, Mr. Larry Speaks, announced this afternoon that there is substantial evidence of renewed Libyan involvement in terrorist activities. Mr. Speaks said that all appropriate action to keep Colonel Gaddafi from resuming his terrorist campaign against the West would be taken. The weather forecast for the Bay Area now remaining cool and very windy, clearing later on with scattered showers. The Bay Area high today 14 degrees, falling to 7 degrees tonight, and winds are northeasterly in direction. That's the NRG News. It's now 3 minutes past 2.
Jerry Seaman, Energy 103.
Thank you, Dave. It's an hour of your favorite songs ago, so do stay with us. We cheer you up on this afternoon. It's 3 minutes after 2.
wake up with you. I wanna be there when you open your eyes. I want you to be the first thing that I see. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna lay by your side, baby. I wanna feel every beat of your heart. And throughout the night, I wanna hold you tight. I wanna wake up with you. All the love inside me has been sleeping, waiting till the right one came along. You can share the love that I've been keeping, baby. You can put the music to my song. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna reach out and know that you're there. I want you to be the first thing that I see. I wanna wake up with you. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And throughout the night, I wanna hold you tight. I wanna wake up with you. Along. You can share the love that I've been keeping. You can put the music to my song. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna reach out and know that you're there. I want you to be the first thing that I see. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna lay by your side, baby. I wanna feel every beat of your heart. And throughout the night, I wanna hold you tight. I wanna wake up with you. Sleeping, waiting till the right one came along. You can share the love that I've been keeping, baby. You can put the music to my song. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna reach out and know that you're there. I want you to be the first thing that